is so important. He said, I can put my attractive anointing upon you. I said, what's that, Lord? He said, an attractive anointing is one that draws people to you. Amen. Because they want what you have. Amen. They see peace on your face. And they see it in your action. In the way you talk, peace. And he said, that will draw many people. And then he said, silence is important also. Not talking. And he said, one more thing, son. Patience. Peace, silence, and patience, he said. That is reflective of my character. It's wonderful. A good time. And so, peace did not come in those houses of sticks and stones. And the glory of this latter house, our bodies, will be greater than the glory of the former, Solomon's great temple. Why? Because the Lord God of the universe dwells in that house of our bodies. And he doesn't live there for a visit. He doesn't come and go. He's not there for an hour or two. He's there forever. We haven't really appreciated that, I don't think. You know, we haven't appreciated that the Lord is living inside us with mighty power, and his glory is growing. He said, God will give glory and peace in this latter house. Now, we're entering a rough time for the earth, for planet earth. We're undergoing the beginnings of a shaking. God says here he will shake all nations. That does not exclude the United States of America. It includes us. And we're already experiencing the starting of it. This year, the shakings have started. We see that right away. In January, the nation of Pakistan had a huge earthquake. In February, New Zealand had one in the South Island in the town of Christ Church. And the cathedral there, which Grace and I have walked in, was damaged heavily. Now that's a portent. That's something that says, I'm beginning at the house of God. Christ Church, New Zealand, was shaken and damaged. Then in March, the earthquake with Japan. And tsunami, very destructive. And then in April and May, we had tornadoes here in the States. One day we had 342 tornadoes. Tremendous. Then we had flooding in the East. We had drought in Oklahoma and Texas and fires. And then we had an earthquake in Washington. And do you know what was hurt? The Washington Monument, our foundation, and the National Cathedral was damaged. That tells me something. God is trying to tell us, hey, I want your attention. And I'm going to shake until I've got your attention. It's time to return to me. It's time. Now, what is the purpose of the shaking worldwide? Over in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 26 through 29, we have an inkling of it. Hebrews 12, verse 26 through 29. Starting then with 26. Talking about the Lord, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And we can expect heavenly things to be shaken. You're going to see that. You're going to see the heavens shaken. The first time in our history when we're going to see things that have never happened in history so far in the heavens. And this word